This is why we said specifically, yeah, though, that it would be used under the guidance of the teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
And primarily, the sample would be the student's own voice,
yeah,
as a way to remember what they accomplished during their lesson.
But now there's another solution, though, that actually enhances this. And, for example, if we were to take these kinds of visual acoustic aspects, as well as, by the way, aerodynamic,
right,
there's no reason to stick just with this. But to enhance the software, first of all, say that this software is best used alone only to study certain things,
right,
like onset, like the ratio of singer's format to other stuff. But annotate it, have an analysis and annotation such that the feedback cannot be confused, and that the user of the equipment for those subsets has to be trained in order to understand what those numbers are. So not try to do everything, but for this self-study, have certain things that you cannot go wrong with.
Right.
And maybe expand that. But it really is, we have to train singing teachers and students of singing to get used to the potentials for this sort of stuff. And we have to train singing teachers to use this. Because in the singing world, we have to grow scientists themselves and inspire students who are analytic to continue. So this is just, I think, an evolutionary kind of trend that can go pretty quickly, but it has to be really guided well so that we don't run into this, for example, a little knowledge hurts.
Thank you.